Now that I am sober, I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. You and I were over. Me and you are done.
Oh man, oh man, it's that time. It's that time. We're tapping back in. Portland, welcome back in. CC episode 18, and it's a beautiful time to be on episode 18 because it is the year of 18, 2018. How you feel about that? Oh yeah, we got an amazing episode tonight because we got a lot of special guests here with me. It's been amazing to grow with these people and get to know them in different forms. I want to introduce them real briefly before we get into the mix and then get into tonight's show. Sharifa Gaye is back in the building.
You love messing up my name, bro.
Like, you know what's like crazy too about that? You know what's crazy about that too is like, I know you very well.
You do.
You know, so Portland, okay. Don't let it fool you. Just we'll because I'm bad, afterwards. I'm going to mess up the next person's next
AKA,
name.
AKA Stormzy, by the way.
AKA Stormzy's in the building. You done him. Hey, Laren Ziegler is in the building what's by way good? Of London, what's by good? Way of LA. Talk to the city. People.
Hey, man, what's good? What's good? Let's get Shout out to Plus 44. Shout out to fam, man.
We're
Let's
in the building.
Let's get it going.
We're in the building. And besides the three of us, we have the lovely, beautiful Natalia Leckley. Did I say that right? Lecky. Damn, I really got to work on it. It's okay, but welcome in. We're glad to have you here. It's going to be a great show. So much to talk about in 18 as we tap into this new wave, this new year. But before we do that, you know, we like to always tap into our music. We got a special UK mix. You dunno for the boys. So yeah, let's get back into that mix and we'll be back.
Now that I am sober, I take back what I said. With this love hangover, boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. You and I were over, me and you are done. When I wanted to be closer, you just wanted to run. It's no one's fault. If I've learned anything at all, with us, no matter how I add it up, one plus one is none. You've been on my mind for a while now, trying to get you off cause this ain't right now. You said it was a vibe for the time being. It was nothing more but I just couldn't see it. This is not a song for the whole world. Felt like it could have been us against the whole world. Baby, you were mine and I was your girl. Whatever happened to the time that we spent sober? I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry.
They try to send for me, envy and jealousy. It's everything I wish upon my enemies. All that for them, right back at them. What my mind keeps telling me, mind keeps telling me. I hear everything. I don't ask if it's all there, cause it better be. Trust me, it better be. No long talking and settling. Jizzle never won no wrestling, but he's on a big belt medal ting. Streets unruly. More life for my brothers trying to better things.
Cause all my men are running to the money, we'll be running like ah. And all my men are running from them hoes on the roads like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. A month ago you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing though. These catties, they be calling off my phone. All these men and they applaud me on the road. Up a corner for my bro. Man, they keep them talking on the low. Man, they keep them talking on the low. But all my men are bros. And all my men are bros. My man them have your man them on the ropes. I'll have man them on your road. Man them in the back.
catcher on their own with a battle with a pole. I've got man, I'm that will slap a man with both. Night jacket on my back, I'm looking cold. It's funny how these catties wanna know, but all my man are running to the money, will be running like ah. And all my man are running from them hoes on the roads like whoa, 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 like whoa. A month ago, you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing gold. These catties, they be calling off my phone. All these man, they applaud me on the road.
Free smoke, anybody want it, they could get it, no joke. Call up landlord, that's bro. I only link with the real ones, Lord knows. On foe, I love to see a fake go broke. I don't run a Twitter with the things I know. I fall back just to see how it unfolds. Yeah. Like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. Years ago they didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing dope.
Catties, they be calling on my phone, trying to get tickets to a show. Yes, here we are. It's one of our favorite songs, LZ.
Hey, man, best they song in the world right now to
I
me.
I feel really, really, really short. You know, what's amazing is as we step into this new form and this new year, we gotta embody these things. So talk to me, you three. What's been going on? What would you say your 17 was like, really briefly? You know, in a magnitude of forms.
Hey, man, my 2017 was a blessing. Yeah, I graduated college. You know, out here, went to London.
Okay, we can do some snaps for that. Hey, everybody, go get that degree. We can go get that degree.
I appreciate that, man. Other things like internship, school,
travel,
blessings, travel.
Lots
I went to
travel.
Went to on, London. I did go to Perry. I went to London. Stayed in London for a minute. Shout out to the +44 squad. Combined culture took off a little bit, made some moves, man. That's what's up.
Like what?
Hey, man, you know, we came out with a few films, light work, nothing too crazy. You feel me?
Like
came
what?
Out with a few campaigns.
Give them some examples.
Grass.
I think we did Nike
grass.
Too, didn't we? Wait, what's grass, bro?
We'll get to that in a second. Grass, don't worry.
Okay?
It's coming.
Natalia, how was your year?
Yeah, talk to us.
My year was good. It was like in no way shape or form how I expected it to be,
which is so exciting, you know. As you really take a look, I think there's in this room, and then a multitude of forms that what I'm from hearing from a lot of people is 17 was a year where we got to realize a lot of things. You know, well, no, seriously, right? Because it was like everybody was like 17 is the year.
A lot of realizing.
Yeah, a lot of realizing. You know,
no,
and
I agree though.
And I see it because
a lot of growth.
Grass. Hold on to that.
Grass.
Hold on to that. Grass. There we go. Real quick, Reef, talk to the people. What was 17?
Growth. That's all we on. Yeah, so really, last year it was like it was my first real full adult year.
Bravo.
Right.
Jeez. So okay.
Some of us are still waiting for that to come.
It's wild, and trust me, the amount of lessons.
Yeah, maybe
you get
I don't
that
want
year,
that right away.
No, you don't. But at the same time though, all the education that comes with it, all the self evaluation that comes with it is really good, and you continue to grow and grow and grow, and then you see your future, and then you understand how like wild the adult world is, because nobody's on your back, but at the same time everybody's on your back.
Big facts.
Independence.
And it's independence. And it's super dope. And especially in this time where there's so much going on, it's all in our hands. So it's kind of dope. And now going into 18, year two of being a full adult, it's time to get this back.
And we ain't doing nothing for free. He's not going to say because he's so humble.
Am I?
But somebody is getting ready to have a birthday on Saturday.
Potentially.
Hey, and if you want to know what he's going to be doing, he's going to be doing the same thing he's done for multiple years. Are you even going to share that with the viewers, what your ritual is, Reef?
I like to eat wings for my birthday.
And he's dead serious.
Huh?
He's dead serious.
I'm going to Fatheads. You ever been there before?
No.
I mean, that's pretty marketing.
Hey, shout out.
We're not
I was
doing
gonna
that.
Say,
hold
shout
on.
Out.
We're not doing that. They
shout
didn't
out
give
to
me a back.
Businesses.
I take that. I take that back. Yeah, I'm getting wings somewhere in Portland, but I'm also making peach cobbler.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't make no peach cobbler.
You want in, right?
Come through.
Hey,
making peach cobbler.
Wait. So is it more crust, or you put a lot of crust in your thing, or what?
Ooh, it's a blend, right? Because at the end of the day, if your peaches is right, you don't need too much crust. Exactly.
Okay. There is.
And we're doing it with the vanilla ice cream. As a matter of fact, we're not doing ice cream. We're doing gelato. We bougie. I'm spending money. We getting. I would tell you what brand, but they ain't cut no check, so we're not doing
that's
that.
That's quite foreign.
You feel me? Ooh.
That's big bets. Okay, I love that. That's exciting. Yeah, real briefly, I mean, if I could speak on myself, I'd say the biggest thing for myself, you know, it's so cool for me to be sitting here with you guys, because I don't care what any of you say. You guys are all amazing. And 17 was a big year for me when different forms. I spent time with Sharif in Chicago.
LA.
I spent time in London.
Palisades? and London.
We spent time in LA and London with Laren and even Natalie, Natalia, oh my gosh, I'm on the air just doing great today. As I've spent time with her and I've seen her from afar, oh man, has she been working. SLU, a bunch of opportunities as well as modeling and different stuff for Natalia as well. So yeah, it's all grass. It's all grass. And as it's important that we real briefly want to give you guys a shout out and a chance to interact with us on Twitter. So go ahead and check out Combined Culture. Like I said, it's always an honor to be here on KVBOO 90.7. So we want to give them a big thanks. But yeah, tap into Combined Culture on Twitter. Gerald is in the building in his silky do-rag.
Hanging.
Hey, you want to know something crazy? This man, guess what he did? He flew into Portland. Then he flew into Eugene. Yeah. And then he got in. Yes, I said that correctly. Okay. I messed up a few times. I said your name wrong. But yeah, I will say it again so the viewers at home can hear it. This man flew into Portland.
Mm.
And then he flew into Eugene.
Mm.
And then he got in a car in Eugene.
Mm.
Spoke in front of a bunch of kids. We had a really amazing, like amazing, what, amazing talk. Something like 400 kids, and we're gonna touch on that. Okay. Matter of fact, we're gonna touch on a bunch of questions that they have for you all too, which is awesome.
That's
but cute. Then he got in the car and drove back to Portland.
Mm.
Can we just quietly snap for Gerald, please? Wow. Wow.
That's so
growth.
Good.
That's growth, you know?
And
you know, it's just crazy. It's very real. It's very real. Here on KVBOO, we want to make sure that you're tapped in with CC Radio and you're catching these vibes too. Because why not?
Yeah.
You done know. All right, bet. So as we talk about 18 and we transition into what this year is going to look like, one of the things we want to do here on CC Radio is getting you guys involved in different more ways, you know, instead of just throwing out different implements and crazy ideas. Let's talk about some of these ways and structure them in a way that's kind of fun too, right? So we got this new thing here. It's called overrated and underrated.
Okay.
Over under.
Okay.
Over under. There you go. Over under. Okay. Simple thing. Okay. Very, very quickly, very briefly in my fastest introduction to what it is we throw out a topic, a scenario, a setting, a social issue, a color, I mean a food, maybe, you know, we don't do free publicity. We talked about that. KVBOO works too hard to do what they do. So we don't do free publicity, but we will touch on numerous forms to make sure that, hey, we have an opinion on this. And if it's overrated, why so? If it's underrated, why so? And let's talk about it, all right? All right, let's give this a try. Hey, this is beautiful because I promise you the three people in this room have not done this. This is like totally, you're experiencing this with us. So let's see how this goes. So if you're in your car, if you're in your laptop, if you're on your phone, please tap in Twitter and tell us what is overrated and what's underrated. I promise we will get to your responses. Okay, first thing, did anybody watch that amazing football game on Monday night?
I did, actually.
Okay, right? It was really good. It was really good. And it's okay, because I see Natalia shaking her head like, I had better things to do. I was actually on the phone with my agent, booking a flight to New York. You know, it's coming. I see her.
You should have seen the jacket she came in here.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. Pete Coach Shawty.
Continue.
Hey, cross-chain bout Fawdy. Hey, we're tapped in.
Over under this game,
yeah, this game. And not only the game, but let's talk about the halftime performance, right? Because the big thing everybody wanted to talk about, I remember speaking about it with I think Gerald or Lil the other day, was Kendrick's gonna be there and it's a halftime performance and it's massive and he's gonna perform in front of Trump and it's gonna be this massive impactful moment. Oh wait, that's not the case.
Can I interrupt that?
Yeah, of course.
This is also where I learned how fickle the news cycle is, because they announced this, they released a press release saying that,
you know what, and can I most kindly in my regards say sorry, because guess what, because I gotta give him credit, the person that told me this was not Joe or Lo, it was you. Uh-huh. And I was with you. Oh. So that's why I did that. Uh-huh. But okay. You're right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So basically though, like, everybody created this narrative that Kendrick Lamar was gonna perform in front of Donald Trump. That was never true at all. It was all clickbait, right, from every single person, right? Either clickbait or not understanding what happened. So basically, when it was announced, they already said that it was going to be at the Centennial Olympic Park, which is two blocks away from the stadium.
Ha. Huh,
okay. But then Trump announced he's coming to the game. Where's that at? In the stadium.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't mean he's going to leave and go to the concert. Right? But what's better if you're an outlet to write, right? Kendrick Lamar is going to perform at the halftime game in front of Trump, or Kendrick
like
Lamar is
going to perform like Beyonce and like Janet Jackson.
It's right? It's all clickbait. So yeah, that became a whole conversation. Then people were mad, disappointed when they looked up and he was outside in a big ass, in a big jacket.
Yeah, and, you know, exactly. Was out there. Yeah. And it was a big atmosphere. It was a big atmosphere. You know, it was a big atmosphere. Jacket, and so. it was a great vibe. But I ask why, and where this gets more specific and back to where we're at of the over under, is was this move on behalf of the college football a reach, right? Because
to get Kendrick?
To not only just get Kendrick, but to choose it. And then, like you're saying, if they were actually a little bit more tactical about it, they could have understood that, you know, maybe there was a way to make this more impactful, and maybe he performed before, right? So everybody could see it, because there's a lot of people in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How do I know? You've been there. Uh-huh. You've been outside it, right? And so a lot of people were involved, but a lot of people didn't get to see. You know, so what do you guys think? Is this overrated or underrated? And if it was a culture move and then it was for that, Kendrick is a far, far long ways away from Atlanta, Georgia. In fact, he resides in Los Angeles, California, right? I mean, for me, that move, and I'll go first and pass it, it's overrated. And it's because, one, it was clickbait on your end, good call. Two, you're asking me, if we're going to host in Atlanta and it's got to be important, it's got to be popping, how about a group named Migos?
Our Childish.
You know, they're right there. Well, that's where they're from. And then guess who's playing in the championship? Georgia.
True.
Wow. Yeah. Not Wisconsin, not Oregon, Scoducks. It's not none of them. It's Georgia, right? So that would have been my move. So that's why I feel it's overrated. What do you think? What do you think now?
I agree.
Perfect. No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, what do you think?
I honestly was lost on half of this. I didn't really know what was going on outside of what you guys have just said.
Yeah. But based off what you're hearing, you know.
Based off what you're hearing, seriously, I think that it was overrated. Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like everything got blown up.
Hey, to be honest, I think it's overrated, not because of, you know, the social aspect in regards to, you know, whether or not we're tapping into culture or being the culture. I think it's overrated because Kendrick's not popping like that no more, yo. To be real with you.
Okay, so
to be honest, you gotta have Uzi or you gotta have Thugger perform. Or no, not Thugger. You gotta have Uzi or you gotta have somebody just really. Oh my bad. You gotta have Uzi, Thugger, maybe even Travis, Quavo, like somebody that's really gone. Post Malone would have been popping too. The Stoney album.
Oh gosh.
You gotta have some.
How did you say that after the album that Kendrick just dropped?
Exactly. The thing is, Love is a good album. I'm not tripping about
Love.
That.
Love. That's
not
the name of the album.
See, he just lost all his rights, Portland.
I'm just saying. Hey, and I didn't want to use profanity.
No, of course.
But the Kendrick album.
Yeah, we can say. No, we can say the album and the product is damn.
Okay. Yeah, the damn album was really good, but it's like it came out March? Or,
it came out April. 14th.
April, yeah. Like it's the champion. Wow. It's the championship, man. Play something trending, something that's going on, and then like we can really influence.
But bro,
quote unquote clickbait.
But bro, we can really get. But you understand that was the highest selling album in all of music,
right?
Last
but make
year.
Sure
that includes that includes every single musician.
Stay here to that answer. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you because I know. Sharif will sit here and take the next 39 minutes if Portland graciously lets him.
That was the biggest album of last year.
And you educate.
Think so? Yeah.
Over more.
I mean, think about it. You understand.
Is it over?
It's sold more than Taylor Swift. It's sold more than anything. Your Uzis.
Okay. But
you gotta understand. This is a volume play. When you're playing in front of national television, it's not just a hip hop moment anymore.
But Kendrick proved with his last album that you can release. At this point, Kendrick's name is going to get him 300,000 in a week.
Right.
So this one
went beyond that.
Huh?
This one went beyond 300,000.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. So he went over. But if he came out with it was an excellent album. No, I'm not knocking that. But what I'm saying is it came out in April.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's what?
But you got to understand what happened, though.
It's been 2018 for 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yo, it's time to make some moves.
LZ, guess what? My 17 is so gone that, brother, I like where your energy's at.
That's all I'm saying.
If I'm hearing what you're saying, right, and this is why this is important. This is important that you speak on the over underrated of this specific topic because we're not talking on KDOT because nobody's saying KDOT's not.
Nah, he's great.
So what if I hear what you're saying is that it was a reach because there's so much that has happened since Kendrick that could be. You know, I don't think you may have heard of that. You know? I hear you. So what do you think?
But you also got to think of like the deal that was set up. People don't notice this either. That whole thing is a package deal.
Oh,
what were the songs for the NBA Finals?
Mm.
Yeah, big facts.
From the Damn big album. What facts. Channel showed you the NBA Finals?
No,
ESPN, ABC.
Hey. That's true. That's
who
true.
Hosted, hey. Who hosted the national championship game? ESPN. Meaning, this was a signed deal right when the album
Ooh,
came out.
We're going to
have your
actually.
Album as your yep. NBA Final song, yep. and then you're going to come and perform with the
Portland. Did
that's,
you?
Hey,
did
that's,
you
true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
It's underrated because Kendrick and his team went and got that ESPN bag. And I don't know if y'all know who owns ESPN, but it is Disney, and those type of bags are not small in any capacity.
Yes, read about it.
Look I'm up
about
that.
So okay, babe.
Keep your third eye open.
I love it. Okay, moving on. That's a big one. Did anybody get a chance to see the, in a more lighter note, maybe one we can all agree on, did anybody get a chance to see the Coachella lineup?
I did.
Yeah, everybody
I
got a chance
it,
to
I
see
saw
that.
It. I saw
okay,
it.
Yeah. If not so, we would just give everybody a little update recap. What are some of the headliners on there? I can name a few,
Beyonce,
but I want to
hear.
I'm
pretty sure Beyonce's on there.
Yes, she is. That's the only one that matters.
There's somebody else on there too, bro. It's,
no, yeah. There's definitely The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yeah. The Weeknd.
Eminem.
Eminem.
America loves some Slim Shady.
Do they? As the last album is getting ripped.
Hey, they love Slim Shady as much as they love.
This last album is getting ripped. Nobody want that.
Well, I mean, I will say, like,
that
even
man made
if
a song with Beyonce
there,
and people didn't like it. Who you ever know to make a song with Beyonce and people not like it?
Yeah, I mean, he may be past his prime, but I'm saying, like, you
he
know,
was,
Eminem is one of those guys.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
Kind of cool. like Kendrick, low key.
So we all, I guess, you know what? It's kind of hard to say.
Oh
was this
gosh,
overrated?
You're so disrespectful.
Overrated or underrated, right? Because there's a lot of big names, yeah. But if I'm being honest with you guys, the rest of this list is a lot of alternative, a lot of electronic.
I'm not big at EDM.
Stuff. Yeah, which is what Coachella's been. But last year, oh man, did they come for the crown?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Overrated, underrated? I'm gonna go overrated in the list.
There too.
Yeah.
Overrated. I thought it was overrated because it was quite top heavy.
Yeah.
It
top
was very,
heavy.
Very,
very
top
heavy.
Heavy.
Put Beyonce in. It's all that matters.
Yeah.
Technically.
I mean, she wasn't. Didn't she miss last year?
Oh, 100%. Got,
yeah.
Hey, and as I'm saying that,
deal.
I will be there. Notice how I'm saying it's overrated, but I will be there. Yeah. No, this is that. These are moments in time. I will encourage everybody in Portland, everybody in Los Angeles, everybody in New York to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. Why would you want to miss that? Okay, awesome. Finally, closing out with one more, and this one's going to be kind of fun. In the most serious way, did anybody get a chance to see what H&M did the other day?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, so if anybody has been so caught up in your personal life and what you've been going through, just know, one, we're praying for you here on CC Radio. But, oh, man, open your eyes because some stuff is happening, right? And it's important that as here on, you know, KB Radio and Combined Culture, we're implementing all these great stuffs about culture and music, but it's nothing without the fact that, you know, everything that we embody and stand for is change,
yeah.
right? And when we have a brand like H&M that's doing, as you know, something as simple as using a black young
child.
Boy, a
yeah.
child, right? Somebody's son,
yeah.
somebody's grandson, and putting him in an ad. And the beautiful part is, right, that at its core sounds great, right? If it were just that, it'd be like, oh my gosh, great, awesome. No, we're gonna take it a step further because we wanna just reach the culture and do as much as we can. Whoa, we're gonna put him in a jacket that says, not coolest prince, not coolest king, coolest
not
monkey.
Not even coolest kid.
Coolest kid, right? How about this?
Kid on
How
the
about
block?
Coolest
like,
kid on the block?
It could have been
coolest
simple.
Monkey in the jungle.
Jesus.
That is the end of that I'm gonna say because my mama raised me very, very well. So this is when I step back and the three of you say what you think, because man,
Natalia.
Okay.
Yeah, let the lady go first because she's gonna set it the tone right.
Yeah, I just think in this day and age, it being 2018 and all,
all for 5 minutes.
Yes, all for 5 minutes.
2 weeks.
It was just completely inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
It was completely inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, we have too many. You, at that point, for such a major company
yeah.
and brand, like
yeah.
they know better.
Yeah. The amount of people who were in that room
yeah.
for that shoot.
There's just no, I don't
the
think there's
stylist,
any excuse for it.
The
there's
makeup
no
artist,
excuse for it.
Right? The photographers,
the whoever even
whoever.
Like was working on that project,
uh-huh.
like you didn't even have to be like.
Hundreds of people saw that before it
yeah.
went out. So for me, like, they came out with this message basically apologizing and making it seem like it's accident, to me, there's no way.
Nah, I just think their inner circle, like, there wasn't somebody outside the circle to tell them, like, no, that's not cool.
But even if you're within the circle, if your mindset is right in terms of respect, just respect. Yeah. Before we go into, like, even...
There's no way that, like, it went through all of these other people's hands but, and in front of all of these other people's faces and that not one person thought to themselves, this could be a little, you know, like...
But I don't think they were... The thing is, I don't think they were intentionally trying to put out that ad to disrespect the culture of Black people, right? Hmm. Intentionally, they weren't, right?
What do you think they're doing?
I think that's what I'm saying.
Hoping for the best.
I am hoping for the best.
Which I don't think is wrong. Yeah, I'm very much that person. Yeah, no, like, and on some level, I don't think they sat there and were, like, intentionally thinking,
How can we offend black people, right?
Yes, right? I want to think that way. Like, yeah, no, they weren't, deep down in their hearts, all just awful people.
Yeah.
At the same time, I think... you have a working brain.
No, but intuitively you should know, like, that's wrong, right? But at the same time, some people are ignorant to their surroundings or to the culture around them. You know what I mean? So, like, they could be
ignorance,
so
ignorance is bliss.
They can be so focused on the industry or whatever, and so focused on putting out a dope ad that they thought maybe the color. They were so focused on the colorization that they forgot to think about the message or whatever. You know, that's what I asked this question.
Yes, we can have feelings about it. Yes, we can have a perspective on everything. But what are we going to do about it?
And that's
going
perfect.
Forward, how do we, right? If it's five young people who have friends of all kind, white, black, all type, right? How are we going to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Or how are we going to make sure that H&M's pockets feel it? Because at the end of the day, why is Tevin on this? Hi, Tevin.
Okay, and you know what? This is history right here. We have our first caller here at KBOO 90.7 in Portland. It's a familiar voice. Tevin, can you hear us? Is he here? Are we in? Let's see if we can get him locked in into the conversation. He's calling right now, but we're gonna get him tapped in. But yeah, Sharif, to take your point real quickly while we get that fixed, it's so important here that yes, we hold them accountable in a multitude of forms. The difference is, unlike the Breakfast Club, unlike these different forms, and with all due respect that have paved the way, the whole importance of us getting here and doing this is talking about ways that we can find ways to fix it, right? Implement it. So I hear what you're saying, Sharif. Honestly, I think the first and foremost is to understand what exactly, from a creative concept, if it wasn't trying to offend Black people, what exactly were they trying?
The other kids
even the wording was weird as weird.
Right?
That's what I mean. Like, where it's like you can hope for the best and think like, their intention might not have been in a bad place, but at the same time, like, at the end of the day, where could they have possibly gone with that?
Yeah. No, 100%.
Wait, Cam, can you repeat the wording one more time?
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it was a little Black boy.
No, I definitely saw it.
In that way, when you look at it, you're kind of like, well, let's just call it what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Tev, can you hear us, bro?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. Can y'all hear me?
All right, yeah, I can hear you, man. Hey, where are you calling from?
Hey, man, I'm calling from the whip. I'm about to go get some Mexican food.
No, what city are you in? Are you in town or are you on road? Where are you at?
Town, bruh. You know Top Dog is always listening.
Oh, man. You know what it is. I gotta ask you, Tev. Are you caught up? Do you know what we're speaking on right now, big bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, bruh's mom ain't tripping.
Really? That's big. Okay, tell us about that.
Well,
I'm curious. I don't know. Did you hear about his mom?
No, okay. But I just feel like it says something that the ad was put out there. That's a child.
No, you're right.
They have to get authorization from the parent.
That's a great point. So now, okay, if we're going to hold... I agree. You're right. So as much as we have to hold H&M accountable, we have to factor what in the world was going on in that home.
Yeah.
But that was my thought. Definitely. Like you put your kid in that position?
Right? 100%. Why this is so amazing is on Combined Culture Here Radio, we don't have to try too hard because we have such a great team. And Gerald just passed me this, and we actually there's an update, right? The mother of this child is pretty much just telling people to get over it, right? And I think first of all, one thing we have to factor is that is her child.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that was big for me, as much as my mother would tell me and to do things things and implement, she would say, you know, you would say, but so-and-so did it. So-and-so is not my son.
Yeah.
You are, right? The same thing. So we have to understand and respect. Oh, we lost our caller. Tev, try calling back next week. we're gonna make sure that we factor that, right? Because that's big. This is somebody's son. But I think we would also be...
Remiss.
What a great word to use. Remiss.
Jesus, that
vocabulary. That is why you are graduating.
You're a graduate, right?
You're a graduate. Jeez,
okay.
Yeah. No wonder. NC State, Wolfpack. Dunno. it's important that we don't look at this too inside, that we're like, oh, it's not our place, because as black women and black men in society, there is no way we would allow.
Have a very certain responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
People out into the world.
Exactly.
Human beings into the world.
And this is one of those things where, truthfully, and I'm gonna say this, and we haven't done it, I think this is exciting. Is it overrated or is it underrated?
Ooh.
Yes, you have to have a stance.
Ooh, overrated.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Not because the actual thing is not something we should care about, but I always look at news as like, I wonder sometimes if things are real or not, in order to distract us from what's actually happening. Like, think about how this.
In the grand scheme of things, there are so many other things going on.
Exactly. Think about how like there's a slave trade in Libya.
Okay. I understand.
Right. Or think about what's going on in the Middle East to little kids.
The fact that it completely took over every single.
So whenever things like that happen, I'm like, cool, we should be talking about it.
I felt like that was...
Right? We should be talking about it, because the dialogue around race is still a very necessary thing, especially now in America. But at what point is it a distraction from something else that is going on under our nose?
Big, 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 big facts.
And then when it happens, we can't do anything about it.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And that's the difference is, you're right, the difference is, most people would say is, well, damn, we can't do anything about it. No, that's not the way this is going to work, especially in this room and in our combined culture field, in our team. It's so important that as much as we look for ways to attack culture and look for different ways to implement it, it's important that we're taking these small strides to just push it and evolve it, you know, because we see the wrong in this situation. It's important to find the right. So that's awesome. That's really important dialogue. I think we all agree that it's overrated in comparison to what's going on.
Yeah.
It's far more important than LeVar Ball's son stealing the LV wall in a Shanghai, right? Mm-hmm. But it's nowhere near it's nowhere near important in comparison.
See, but that one too is an example of a story.
Exactly.
That's like someone. Exactly. So I don't know if you guys know who Steve Kerr is. He's the coach of the Warriors. He just got interviewed about... I'll wrap it up real quick, but he got interviewed about like everything happening with LeVar Ball. And he's like, at the end of the day, nowadays, there's no such thing as news. It's just a sensationalized stories, all meant to distract you.
Yes,
you're paying attention.
Portland, I hope you brought a notebook in the car tonight. There's some free game going out.
No, seriously. And go look up that he says a beautiful statement about it, and like how news has evolved. But we're about to move on to our next stage.
So this is exciting, because as we're getting ready to move on and talk about some more of these new segments in our grass, everybody wants to know what's grass. Yeah. We want to tap into these questions. Hey, you know what? This is exciting. You're going to learn with Portland too, in LA and everywhere, because I know LA's tapping in because my mom's listening. Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
She's the goat.
You know?
He's the goat.
Here we are, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to get into some more mix, some UK music.
Hey. Plus four.
Let
them know it's good.
Jeez.
I'll be a genius if I didn't think with my finger. Get them thinking I'm awesome. Man, them approach pushing. True say we came with a bun, Sam, but true say we came for the bun. That's some round thing that I can put my paws on. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just old, lamb, I came with my buns, wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just old, lamb, I came with a buns.
Painting called Madison. I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Painting called Madison. I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Cause there's no time to waste. I got my yard for free. Painting called Madison. I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. I just called the driver. I slapped on a promo code till you get to my yard for a fiver. Only for a fiver would you come and spend the night with me. Lay your head tonight with me. You could jump inside, the ride is free. Jump inside, the ride is free.
I could've got an Uber. It might have been there sooner. It might have been way cheaper. But the price ain't too much. I got
got blocked off my Uber, girl. It could have been way sooner, girl. But no worries with my Addison Lee, and when we're rolling out, you share the backseat with me, oh yeah. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Cause there's no time, no time to waste, I got my yard for free. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison, jump in my Addison. Yo, come and jump in the ride, yeah. Only if you're really tryna ride on me. Girl, get outside. I ain't really tryna cancel cause the ride ain't cheap. Girl, come and jump in the ride, yeah. Only if you're really tryna ride on me. Like, girl, come outside. I ain't really tryna cancel cause the ride, yeah, ain't
bro,
free.
I could've got Uber.
It might have been there sooner. It might have been way cheaper. But the price ain't too much. I got blocked off my Uber, girl. It could have been way sooner, girl. No worries with my Addison Lee, and when we're rolling out, you share the backseat with me. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Cause there's no time, no time to waste. I got my out for free. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison, jump in my Addison.
Mama, don't run away. I got it, I know you want it, I'm a full call away. You know you're on my mind, I know that you wanna stay. Let me take you to space, I can smell you from miles away. Wanna see you in lingerie, oh yeah.
That is one of my favorite songs. That is one of my favorite songs. Sharif, I played that for you in the car the other day, and you said, what is that? In your voice, your intellectual voice.
My what fake deep voice?
Yeah. Want to give a big shout out to Mabel. Mabel is how you say in the song. Kojo Funds, Big Man Ting, Dano, more UK music. We want to show love because we understand, global. You know, here on Combined Culture, we are global, right? And nobody more global than the man I'm looking to right now, Laren Ziegler. Hey, talk your talk. What have you been so blessed and fortunate to do these past couple of years, and talk about that.
Man, yeah, I got the opportunity to actually go on the ends, bruh. I know everybody's familiar with the ends, bruh. Come on, G.
You don't know.
The ends is London, man. It's pretty much just I was able to go out there for about like 11 months in the last 2 years. You know, so I spent half my life out there. Oh, well, pretty much.
Half of your new life and more life for everybody this year.
Yeah, half of my new life, man, since I made the change. Don't ask what the change is, but nah. honestly, though,
I had the best time. Was able to study at Cambridge for like 4 months. Shout out Oxbridge.
Educated young black man.
Yeah, you know, casual. Also was able to go to Bristol, but more so than that, yeah, I made lifelong friends in the ends, yo. Mm. Also in
Tell
Bristol.
Tell me about the people, brother, because you and I know. What do they need to know? Why does everybody need to get to London? Because it's a special place.
Yo, it's just something about the vibe, the culture, the atmosphere, the ambiance, yeah. Mm. It's like when you're out there, you really feel like you're a foreigner, even though they speak English. Mm. Like, they speak English, but they don't. So you've been out there. You were with me.
Exactly.
You know what's up. Say cheers one time.
Cheers.
For the people.
Cheers. You know, it says people. Open door for you. Cheers. Right? In some form, I was talking to a professor of mine actually yesterday. It's always this amazingly dressed. He's got the scarf and, you know, the hat. Looks like young Shakespeare type thing.
Well, okay.
Right?
Type
and I always said to him, we're talking about Europe, and I said, and in many ways, their culture still embodies royalty, right? So if simple things as cheers, you know. The women of the homes are respected in different forms.
Pearls,
you know?
Instead of diamonds.
Yeah,
oh, man. And bro, when I tell you about the black culture there, bro, and just like...
And it's very different.
Bro, because like, you know, because... Like the black culture in the UK is more so like out here you got people from, you know, they're African American. Out there they're all either African or Nigerian, they're all Jamaican. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So they're first, when
you're out there, like you go to a turn up or something like that or a party, they're over here cha-chaing to Caribbean music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jamaican, half Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. So that's what I'm saying. Like they're really out there.
I'm
like
foreign.
Vibing.
I'm foreign is what she said. Half Jamaican and Caribbean. No, I see.
Yeah, no, it's like a real vibe, bro. It's like a little two-step, and then the entire, just the accent, the ting, the whole, and then Drake is really, to me personally, I think Drake is really kind of putting them on a pedestal with his new album and kind of showing the world.
Do you think so, though?
I think so, personally.
So 2017 was an interesting year for the UK. So for being somebody who lives here and is super interested in that culture, like, and being putting on from YouTube, like, it seems like this is the first year in European, like, culture that they're not necessarily concerned about breaking in the U.S.
Yeah.
Normally we're the
That's
number
very
one
important that she say
there
that.
Now, because of the way the world is broken up through the internet, everything is together. They don't need to be concerned about making a U.S. hit and getting like Kendrick or Drake on it. Even though Drake will put them on and like show them love, now Jay Huss or Jorge Smith, like
shout
all
out Jay
these
Huss.
Big
hey.
Artists,
Jay Huss,
up,
if you hear this one day, know
way.
That I put Sharif on.
And they're independent.
Yeah, that's true. However, from England, especially, like, no, this is an all culture in general, like they don't like dream. Like I want everybody in America, people out there, to really embrace like dreaming, because people they're out there, they're dreaming is not even a word of terminology, an idea, a notion, you know what I
dreaming
mean?
In what way?
Like, okay, so let's say you grew up in the poor household, so one day next week I'm gonna invent something and invent the next Facebook.
You don't think we have that here?
No, we do have that here, and that's what I'm saying. In the UK, they do not. Dreaming is not a thing at all.
Wow.
And I say that in the most honest way, because I played for basketball out there. My basketball coach, I showed him the Dream Create Conquer video. You know what I mean? The Kanye video we did about dreaming and whatnot. And he was like, wow, man, this is crazy. I never even thought about it like that. Yeah. You know, I always figured in my head that I'll just, you know, end up either becoming a coach and plateau at basketball and just stop there. I never figured that I can
do something bigger
than what it is, because it's so surface. If you grew up in a certain area in London, your life is already determined just because you know what I mean.
Yes,
so like in America, it's like you go to the hood in LA, you go in Portland or wherever you at, you know what I mean, in Oakland, they're like, yo, next week I'm gonna be the next Mac Dre, I'm gonna turn up, I'm making this rap, catch my listen to my mixtape, etc. You know, LA, like, yo, I'm about to invent something, become the next trend. And you just make a move from there, you know what I mean? So that's where I'm going with it, more so as in, like, we have to embrace our opportunity to dream, because
big
people
facts.
Don't even have that opportunity in general, you know what I mean?
Facts.
And you know, and I always thought that was just a super interesting perspective.
That's big
in England. Yeah,
that's big. And as I hear you say that, it's important. It's just from my speaking on my spectrum, my time, and LZ spent more time on the greater parts, the outsides, which is nice because that's the realness of it. I had the pleasure of just being in the heart of it all.
Yeah.
And while I hear him, he's speaking on his basketball coach. Oh man, was I with the youth,
man?
Right, and I got to experience Wireless Festival, these amazing events.
Shout out Wireless.
They do dream,
and
they dream massively. And the thing is,
would you say that what they dream about is different?
No, right? And I will say this: the difference is they actually view it as more obtainable, and it's grasping. Because check this out: yes, you can reach Paris in 3 hours way of train. Yes, you can be in Barcelona by just 1 hour of flight. The way our American culture is settled, I mean, excuse me, is institutionalized and set up is for us to really just try to get to three cities: Atlanta, New York, or LA.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously the Portlands have picked up traction. People, please don't move here. That's the traffic is phenomenal. I was late. I got here on time. You know, but there's these different cities, right, that have started to pick up traction. Oh man, if you're from London, that does not mean you can't be in Barcelona. You want to know why?
Everything's because so much everything's smaller,
so much smaller.
So that's what I'm saying.
Right?
So
exactly.
Well, you have a ton of countries, mm-hmm, that are the size of states.
Notice, man, how you said crazy. Countries. Good for you, because that's the key. Yeah. And that's why I think these kids are dreaming, is because now that, to your point, mm-hmm, they're seeing we don't really got to go to America, yeah, right? If we get there, awesome, but we can have an impact. And the sooner that the reverse of this starts to happen, and more teens, because we're talking to the culture here, right? This, yeah, is what we do. The sooner that they can grasp that there is just as much opportunity, just as much money, just as much support, and just as much resources,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I got a question for all of y'all. Yeah. Right? Oh, Natalia, no, you look like you had something.
She gets to answer first. How about
but you
that?
You got to answer, yeah, this first, because, yeah, this is something I think about all the time. So with you two experiencing this in 2017 and all of us talking about how important globalization is and everything, how imperative do you think travel is to development of young people?
Oh,
right? Hey, we got 12 minutes,
man.
To do your best, because we could do a whole nother episode, Jesus, on what you just, okay, said, Sharif. Mm. Oh, right? You first, lovely.
I feel like it kind of goes with what I was thinking just now, because, yeah, I feel like there's nothing wrong with obviously wanting to travel and see different things and, yep, see different cultures and different kinds of people and the way other people function and do life. That is wonderful.
Yep.
At the same time, I do think it says something about settling and creating in another place,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
where you didn't come from. Yeah. You know, I think that's because it takes away from where you did come from.
Yeah.
And if you have all of these people that were, you know, born and raised here, and let's say it wasn't the best, yeah, you know, and then they just all aspire and want to grow up and go somewhere else, mm-hmm, and plant themselves somewhere else and create better things for them. For themselves somewhere else,
yeah,
that place where they came from, it's never gonna build up,
right?
You know, right. And I think that it's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
503, no, she's repping you hard right now. She's repping. She says, "I'm so 503. Yeah. I won't even."
No,
I hear you. No, you're right. She's right.
You know?
Cause that's true.
Right.
I hear you.
I think.
I mean, and I get it from other ways. Mind you, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't born here. And
where are you from?
Florida.
Oh man. Hey. Shout out to
Florida.
State.
But there's a lot about Florida, okay, that, you know, my parents didn't want to raise me around.
Yeah.
So in that way, they were like, well, we can bring you to we can create a better experience for you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And if we have that opportunity, why wouldn't we do that?
Right.
On that, I also understand it from that perspective, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think my parents made the best decision that they could have, coming, absolutely, from where they came from, not having want us to raise us the same way they were raised.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to mom and dad, mm, and Noah.
Shout out to my moms and pops, too.
Yeah, everybody.
Right? And the kids at home. But what I was going to say, touch on, is that I think travel is quite essential as well.
I think it's natural to even want to do it.
To be able to experience and understand what Messi means to Barcelona. You, mm-hmm, know what I mean? Or to,
right,
or to understand, you know, when you go to the Coliseum in Rome, yeah, and understand people battled their lives and some real life Game of Thrones type ish, you feel, mm-hmm, me?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy when you're out there and you experience that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And when we were in London, Cam, you know, it's,
yeah,
at Buckingham Palace, like, what?
Yeah,
the London
that's crazy.
Eye?
Yeah,
you know how much royalty was there?
Yeah.
But it's foolish to not take advantage of it if you have the opportunity.
Exactly.
Right?
Especially, imagine, that's what I'm saying. Even imagine people who are out there. Like, you came from Florida to out here in Beaverton, Portland, you know what I mean? So, it's, you know, you travel.
That's massive.
And it's traveling nonetheless. And what I'm saying is, like, I think for to understand different cultures and then kind of immerse yourself into that, or even just be yourself and allow them to shape different viewpoints of what you have, you,
yeah,
know what I mean,
yeah,
is very important, you know what I mean, because, yeah, then you start viewing black differently, like, mm, Sharif, like, what are you, are you black, are you African-American,
yeah,
or where are you from
this,
yeah,
right,
like, yeah,
like, so,
right,
because growing up,
right,
here was,
yeah,
so wacky.
Oh my god, yeah, it's like
being, there's so, yeah, many various, like, points of blackness, just like there's very, very different points of being Latin and, like,
yes,
all this, but me,
exactly,
in particular, I'm Senegalese American.
Oof.
Both of my parents were born in Senegal, West Africa, And then I was born in Jersey, and then we moved back until I was six.
See, personally, I don't even know where I'm from. I know I'm from LA. Right. I know my grandmother was in Alabama, but I don't know beyond that.
See, now this is exciting.
But even that gives you a not like the closest idea, but like even your roots, even just to the South, is so different than like my grandparents being born and raised in Jamaica and making their way to New York, and my dad being born and raised in New York, and then us, you know what I mean?
Like, I bet they have a powerful story too.
Being Caribbean is so different than being African American.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Puerto Rican is so different than me being, you know,
Colombian,
Spain,
Dominican,
closer to
Mexican, Cuba. Yeah. Let's go on. Let's keep going. Like, we'll start wanting to shout out Venezuelan.
You're Puerto Rican. That's just like being Mexican. And I'm like, no, like
Ecuadorian.
Very
yeah.
You know. Yeah. Okay. So this is good. This is good because based off what I just heard, what we just agreed on. Oh, go ahead, girl.
Oh, hit it.
Go
ahead. What's up? You hit me with the butt. Okay.
With that, and I feel like that's the best part of talking about it is the fact that knowledge is power.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
And in that way, like, it's foolish to sit around and your answer to questions and things is I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
You have so much at your fingertips. So much at your fingertips to know.
Yeah.
And you could literally just go knock on someone's door and ask them questions. You know what I mean? And like learn something new. Yeah. That's how that goes about people, places, things, all of it.
And that's 100%. Why this is so huge. Is like she just said it right there. Knowledge is power. So now let's take this final step as we wrap up. What are we saying to our young kings and queens don't have the resources, don't have the funds, don't have the necessarily, you know, situations that everybody in this room was so fortunate, right? There is different tools, there is different ways. So let's talk our talk right now, you know, and because I just got done, and we're all going to speak on this lastly. I just got done talking to a room full of 400 kids today, and it was so much fun.
Shout out. Shout out to the whole team.
It was a whole team effort. Shout out Lowe. Shout out Dwayne.
Everybody.
Shout out the whole J100. Troy, Ilias, having
job,
us.
Good job.
U of O is love. They're working on change, and we're going to make it happen. We have to find ways to do this, right? Because we can't be so fortunate enough to get to a place where we've been to Jamaica. We've come from Florida. Yes, both you and I. We've been to London. Yes, you and I. We've done these things. What are we going to do that when we get to places of authority, places of empowerment, to make sure that the people that haven't had the opportunities or the resources know that guess what, it is still possible.
Yeah, man,
it is still possible.
Man, well, to answer your first question, bro, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. That's the way I figure it.
Big
like,
facts.
Yeah, like some people have
but
more
be careful
resources.
Where you go with that. Yeah, be
no,
careful.
No, some people
no, because you got 5 minutes, and I know where you're going. It's a journey. If you start there, we gotta go a lot of places.
I'll be
right. She gonna pop up on you like Angela Yee real quick.
All I'm saying is, look,
some
people have more resources than others, but I'm saying be diligent about what you want, be passionate about what you want. I think you could
but get specific
it.
More, bro, because I think even I tell you this all the time, you're a walking miracle. Everything you do now from this point in your life has been right from this place. What are these small things that you were doing at a time when really, bro, you didn't know, you know?
I think understanding the importance of the smallest things. You know what I mean? Like, not only like you know, being
what
you
able value.
Yeah, what you value, being important, like realizing like, yo, like walking is a blessing. Waking up is a blessing. Being able to work out is a blessing.
There you go.
You know what
right?
I mean? Like to be able to listen, to be able to listen to music, that the beautiful music we listen to is a blessing. So the way I think of it is like, cherish what you have and then take what you have and utilize those resources to the maximum to achieve what you want. And
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not ready.
Oh, she's not ready. Ooh. She's not ready. Hey,
so why though? Hey, let's unpack it. Let's unpack it. We got a couple minutes. What you not ready about? What's up? Because it sounds like your mind is all over the place in terms of this.
Well, I think she's waiting on a response from all of us because then she's just
gonna
serve
kill
all of us.
Come on, go ahead.
She's
go
gonna
ahead.
Serve all of us I'm one good. By one.
I'm here to listen. What's up?
She got the okay.
No, I don't want to serve any of you.
No, you're served. No. Hey, check. Serve. Let's touch on the meaning of serve real briefly, only because serving is the most important thing that we embody this year, right? As a whole culture. More importantly, in combined culture, our whole motto for this whole entire year is a three-step process.
Yeah.
We gotta serve, right? And it means serving. Yeah, we serving it. We're serving the culture, but guess what? We're serving each other.
Yeah.
We're pouring into each other. Every single day that we step in, we touch a project, we got content coming.
I'm waiting on the
so much stuff.
In.
It's coming. It's coming.
Thoughts.
Hey, we're serving, but then we're creating together. And then we can create because we're serving each other, and finally it leaves us one thing to do: elevate.
Hey,
talk to us, B. How can we serve each other and create? You know, how do you see this happening in the real world today?
That's another question.
Well, I'm sorry if I worded it wrong. Basically, what I mean is the way that you see this in you know being implemented to the people that lack the resources. That's more what I mean.
That's a tough question. Think
it's very specific, though.
It's still. Tough.
Yeah,
it's so hard, and I understand being the person that is very much like we all have the same 24 hours. You know, life is what you make it. Your decisions are yours. You're the author of your own life.
I'm already knowing. I'm already knowing. Coming straight
but
to the kid.
Because I was raised by parents that were very much that way, and because of that, I feel like a lot of my life outside of you know my parents' decisions for me. Have been, you know, a product of my own decisions in the best way.
As you should.
Like
as you should.
A lot of my goals that I have had in my mind, like I've lined them up, and I'm like, well, this. I don't have plan A, plan B, plan C. Like this is what I want, and this is how I'm gonna get it.
Go get it.
And there's no, you know, if ands or buts. Like I'm not gonna try and wiggle my way around it. Yep. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yep.
With that though, I have also made decisions to. I've been really fortunate and I'm very close with my family and I have needed that and I think that is important and I think that alone can at some point in someone's life make or break it for them.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. And that's what it, where it's like, yes, we have the same day. We have the same amount of time on this planet or like, you know, in our day, the same 24 hours, whatever. But
Yeah, no, that's big. That's big. That's awesome.
Just, there are just other factors.
You're right.
You have to
be
realistic about it, but you have to cling to what is important and what matters, and that will get you through.
100%.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's real, right? As they shake hands
one time.
And they make up. Hey, that was amazing. That was so much fun.
I feel that.
Hey, what's so great about Natalie and her butt and not feeling like she can, her butt's in this conversation and not feeling like she wants to speak on it is because this is not the last time that she's going to be tapped in. Natalie and Natalia, keep doing it. Her mom is going to call me and be like, why didn't you say my girl's name right on the radio?
Shout out to Shout out to
Laren, shout out to Sharif, shout out to
Cam Killer. Hold on, man.
Hey,
Jiggy,
I'm here to be here with you three. It's been an absolute pleasure. We like to give K-Boo a shout out for always holding us down, welcoming us. It's been an absolute honor. It's been fun. Until next time, you dunno. Stay tuned.
I would've told you to come and tell me to my face. But you ain't reaching my ass. No, are you reaching my place? Yeah. I am so fly like Aladdin. I steer the ship, I'm the captain. And they're talking, they're chatting. But they cannot play with their captain, no. I am so fly like Aladdin. I steer the ship, I'm the captain. And they're talking, they're chatting. But they cannot play with their captain.
You can see what I mean, I'm getting.